looking at this picture with the mother typing away while her baby is laying right next to her just brought me back so many years back when I first was writing A Wise Woman, which was the first book. Restore Your Marriage book came out of that Wise Woman, because I had torn my house down and I didn't know what to do. So God began to show me, you know, how to do it. But I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I never set out to be, you know, write a book. I would never have thought I would be capable of writing a book. I certainly didn't have the spelling, writing skills, none of those things, because if you read one of my books that I'm in the process of writing that I'm sharing with children, I spent most of my time in the hallway during grammar school, which is funny when I think of it now. But they called it grammar school. I don't know. They call it a lot of things, elementary school, but I remember calling it grammar school, and I thought, well, that's what I missed. I was out in the hallway, and unfortunately for my parents, they were paying for it. It was a private education. So anyway, I didn't have what it took, but I did have this fire inside of me. I had things to say, obviously, which is why I was put outside. And I just believe you're here because that's the way what's happening to you. It's bubbling up. You want to share it. You want to get it down. You want to get it into the hands, into the ears, into the hearts of other women who could be encouraged by it, and to hear your story and what you have to say, and whether it's a restoration journey novel or whether it's a He Healed Me novel, which is one of the ones I'm doing, not necessarily a novel, but maybe so, adding it to all the other ones, but taking me back, way back. I didn't intend to write a book, okay? What I ended up doing is I began helping women as God brought them into my life, and I just began passing things out. And anyway, the process is crazy because I never imagined that it would really be a book at all. But after having these and typing them very horribly on an old, it was electric. It wasn't like a manual where you have to, you know, click it, to return or anything. God knew I couldn't manage that as well. But I began typing it out and then making photocopies, you know, at the copy machine. And I'd make those and I'd paperclip them together, or I just would stick them in a manila envelope because it was private, because it had to do with the difficult, not really telling so much about me, but just being able to speak to who I knew needed these, okay? So I just kept doing it, and it was after someone came to my house. Her marriage was restored. That's how Restore Ministries began. And she refused to leave until I promised to take my my book, which to me was not a book, and take it to a local publisher that she had been part of this church. Then they had a publishing company, Mount Zion Publishing, that was, just not really close, you know? I mean, I just know we lived there. That was part of the reason we lived there. It was right, very close by. So finally, I had to just agree because I had to go in and feed my family. But, and so that is what started it. But I want to go back to this baby here, because my newly married daughter, she was, I remember getting up in the middle of the night with her and with, her brother who was just born, very close, my two closest, but I remember nursing not just one baby and typing, but having two, because they were so close together. And balancing and typing. And it wasn't a laptop back then. It was a desktop, but we did have a computer, which made life a lot easier from when I first started to getting to that place. But that's how I wrote. And so it's very motivational to look at it and think, wow, it's really been a long time, you know, coming. And so I'm just so elated to be able to share things like this with you and write things down and to see what comes from all of your hearts as you write down. So no matter what, just think you can do this. And if you're here, it's a divine appointment and you're meant to do this. So don't get overwhelmed. Don't try and do everything the way most people do it. My whole ministry, my books, nothing is like it should be done. And yet it is done. And I'm not a bestseller, you know, all over the world, but I have changed lives. And it's a wonderful thing. I'm not out for fame. I'm not out for money. I'm just out because I want to help people. But again, even then, it was just all how it all came to be. And I think it's going to happen that way for you. So keep things to yourself, you know, as much as you can, because you're going to get for a lot of unasked for advice. And it's kind of like when you're on a journey and you're going somewhere, you know the end destination, you don't know how to get there. But the more times you ask people how to do this or that, everyone's going to have a different opinion. And each time that you go somewhere or you take a path that wasn't on the plan that God had, then you're going to more than likely not only get lost, but get discouraged, and you could give up. And I don't want that to happen. So I do hope that you will continue. I hope to record more, write more in between all the books that I'm in the process of writing. And most of the time I think, how am I ever going to get this done? But all of a sudden something will start coming into my head and I just sit down and write. And though I've tried to do it where I audio and then transcribe what I'm saying, the process of typing it out and redoing it, it just all begins to unfold. But he'll show you what works for you. And just ask him, just ask God. Even if you're not a believer, even if you don't believe in God, he believes in you. And you can really do this. And it will be an amazing discovery, life-changing for sure. And we're happy to be a part of it.